Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like when your fantasy league meets up at your house. Everything's great until the hot plate gets too hot for the tablecloth. Now your kitchen's up in smoke. And if you don't have the right home insurance coverage, the cost to fix this is anything but a fantasy. So switch to Allstate, save money, and get protected from mayhem like this. Not available in every state. Terms apply. Savings vary. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and Affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Lowe's knows Labor Day means fall projects are happening soon, and they have all the can't-miss deals to kick off all things home improvement. With all new deals on appliances, paint, tools, outdoor power equipment, you get up to 40% off select major appliances and save up to $750, $750 when you buy two or more select major appliances priced $396 or more. Lowe's also knows Labor Day calls for big savings. My Lowe's Rewards members get 3 bags of premium 2-cubic-foot color mulch for $10, valid through 9/4. That's September 4th, where supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hour one on a Thursday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Glad to have you on board. Golf underway at the Open Championship at Royal Troon. It's a great golf course. It's a frustrating golf course, and it feels like it's fall bordering on winter over there. If you're watching, they're bundled up. The wind is blowing, and they got sweaters and hoodies, and it's golf weather over there. Here we are in the middle of July, and it's cold over there. But watching, there's train that goes by. There's the airport, Prestwick Airport, nearby, so planes are going overhead. There's a train track that goes along, I think, the 11th T. There's a postage stamp hole there, par three. It's called the postage stamp. It's got two bunkers that look like coffins, or you're going to bury a coffin in it. It's fabulous. It's fascinating. Now, would I want to play it every day? No, I would not. I didn't want to play it the day I played it because it roughed me up pretty good. But it's beautiful, and I've said this before about Pebble Beach. You can't have a bad day at Pebble Beach. You can have a bad round of golf, but you can't have a bad day. And it's sort of the same way when I play links-style golf, whether it's in Ireland or Scotland. So golf is underway. We'll keep an eye on the leaderboard there. Caitlin Clark had a night. We'll talk about that. Set the single game assist record with 19. USA Basketball, as advertised, handled Serbia 24 for Steph Curry. They play South Sudan, not to be confused with North Sudan or East or West or Northwest Sudan. And then they play Germany after that. And then we start the Olympics there. 877-3DP Show. Email address dp at danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at DP Show. Good morning if you're watching on Peacock. Stat of the day is always brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Operator Tyler is sitting by, waiting for your phone calls. Seton has the honors of poll questions today. Todd is the Minister of Humor. Marvin, all hands on deck. He does everything for this program. He's a five-tool player. And Paulie just is Paulie. He just runs the show. He's the Minister of Snark, I think is what he would be.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. Todd's the Minister of Humor. And we're still waiting to find out officially what will be the name of my pontoon boat. You can submit your entries there, either email, tweet, or dial us up as well. I want to start out with the co-founder of the Orlando Magic. Pat Williams passed away. He was 84. I got to know Pat quite a bit because when we wanted to have him on ESPN Radio, he was always available. Nobody sold the city of Orlando more than Pat Williams did. Fascinating man. And I really loved him. I mean, you couldn't help but appreciate. He wrote over 100 books. He ran close to 60 marathons, ran the Boston Marathon 13 times. He also, he and his wife adopted, they had 19 children. And 14 of them they adopted from foreign countries. He was just a wonderful person. When you were around him, you felt better. You felt better about yourself. You felt better about America. He was really that kind. He was a hype guy. And he passed away at the age of 84. He won the lottery. You know, he used to joke all the time, we don't have any trophies in our trophy case. We have ping pong balls because I'm really good at winning the lottery. They won the lottery three times. They got Shaq, Anthony Hardaway, and Dwight Howard. But he passed away at the age of 84. He was trying to get a baseball team to Orlando. He worked really hard to get Major League Soccer in Orlando as well. But a fascinating man that passed away at the age of 84. Pat, you'll be missed. You left quite an imprint on the society, not just sports. All right, poll question today. Seton O'Connor, what are you thinking about?
If you were buying stock today, Dan, we got two from Paulie here. Okay. Which would you buy?
Okay.
MLS, WNBA, other.
MLS, other.
WNBA.
I'm going to say WNBA because their star is really young in Caitlin Clark, whereas MLS, your star is old in Messi. If you're going to get the tune-in factor with fans who are just going to watch something, how long is Messi going to play? Caitlin Clark's going to be there at least another decade there. Attendance is up dramatically. It's accessible. And I would buy stock in the WNBA over MLS. As far as other, I don't know if there's... I mean, if you're going to say MMA, I would have bought stock in MMA, UFC, because, I mean, that's a billion, multi-billion dollar business. But the WNBA, I hope they're able to add stars that you're going to tune in to watch other than just Caitlin Clark. You need to have that. You need to have a few more stars there. Juju Watkins, when she comes in, or Paige Beckers, when she comes in, you need more teams. And you need more stars that you'll tune in to see. And last night, Caitlin Clark put on a show. 24 points, 19 assists. And that's why I'm watching and I'm kind of laughing at the people who are trying to make this an argument or a discussion that Angel Reese is somehow the rookie of the year. And this isn't anti-Angel Reese. I told you, she is relentless. She reminds me of Moses Malone. If you're old enough to remember how Moses played, his shot wasn't pretty, but he was relentless. Both ends of the floor. He was going to get rebounds. He was going to get garbage points. He'll, you know, putbacks. Aesthetically, wasn't pleasing. But Angel Reese is kind of like Moses Malone. Caitlin Clark is on the worst team. There's a reason why they got the number one pick. They weren't good. She's making them at least playoff worthy. Now, granted, you know, just about everybody makes the playoffs in the WNBA. But you're watching last night, and I mean, she scored or assisted on 66 of her team's 93 points. That's a WNBA record. She's gone 20-10 a couple of times this year. Three times. 20-10 three times this year. I mean, she's going to set all the rookie records in the WNBA. And for those who think she's just a logo shooter, just watch her play. She has the ability to pass that is equal or surpassing players in the NBA. Her ability to find the open person, it's remarkable. And as we talked about this yesterday, to see a play, maybe one or two plays before it happens, or a pass here leads to a pass there. And she's unselfish, probably a little too much. She should have shot a little bit more last night. And I always go back, when we started this year, her season, I said she might be more of a facilitator and lead the league in assist more than just, and I thought she would be a 2010 player this year. You know, she gets in a pick and roll with D'Alia Boston, and, you know, it's Stockton and Malone. And you saw that last night. But I we talked about how they front-loaded the schedule. They wanted to make sure everybody got to see Caitlin Clark, and she looked gassed. She looked tired. And I did say she didn't deserve to be on the Olympic team, and I meant that at the time. Now, is it a discussion point now? It is, but it's too late unless she gets on because somebody is injured. I don't know when you freeze your lineups there that she can't go on, but she is an alternate. We did ask about the men's team as well. When do you have to freeze your lineup that Jaylen Brown couldn't join the team, let's say, if Joel Embiid wasn't able to play? But with Caitlin Clark, she's playing her way into that conversation. And this is what's going to happen. You're going to get questions to the players on the Olympic team about Caitlin Clark. And there's two ways to approach this. You either, embrace it, good for our game. We hope that she'll be an Olympian. She'll have a lot of opportunities. She'll probably be on the team in Los Angeles. Or, hey, I'm not here to talk about somebody who's not here. And you're going to get two different philosophies here. The best way to go about it, acknowledge her. This is the team, and we're proud to come, bring home a gold medal here. And Caitlin's been great for the WNBA, and you'll be able to see her on the Olympic team in Los Angeles in 4 years. But, they just signed this new deal. Great timing. But that's the Caitlin Clark effect. She had a large say in this TV deal. That you now, all of a sudden, players might get their salaries doubled. Now, is it just because of her? No. But I've said this before about Tiger had people who didn't even like golf, but were fascinated with Tiger. Wayne Gretzky, people watched hockey. They weren't hockey fans, but they wanted to see what Wayne Gretzky was all about. You may tune in to the WNBA just to see Caitlin Clark. Hopefully, you'll see the other players. And you'll see how far the game has progressed, evolved, and that there are great athletes there. And, Asia Wilson has been playing great basketball for quite some time. It's just now people are starting to recognize her. Caitlin brought the spotlight, but the spotlight's big enough for a lot of other players. And that's where you benefit from it. Tiger came there, prize money all of a sudden, doubled. Now everybody benefited from Tiger Woods. Charter planes in the WNBA. But you have to embrace it, and you have to acknowledge what she's done. I mean, she should get MVP votes from this standpoint. Is she great? Yes. Is she the most valuable player in the league? And the answer is yes. For the league, she's the most valuable player. Because of what, Michael Jordan should have been MVP every year because he was the most valuable player for the league. And that's what Caitlin Clark has been. But watching last night, she's amazing at times. Spectacular at times. Basketball acumen off the chart. I did want to text my good buddy Doug Gottlieb, who is a college coach at Wisconsin Green Bay. And I said, could Caitlin Clark start for your team? He said LeBron James's son Bronny couldn't. So I wanted to see if Doug thought Caitlin could start for his team. A little tongue-in-cheek there with Douglas. All right, so what's the poll question aside from that one? The stock that I'm investing in?
Oh, dear.
Oh, by the way, Bronny James played pretty well last night.
Yeah. Hit a three-pointer.
I think he hit a two three-pointers there, Seton.
A two?
Yeah, I think so.
A one, a two.
A two, yes.
Three.
Yes. And he looked okay last night. I watched a little bit of that. He looked okay. But once again, he's not ready to play any kind of big minutes in the NBA. Not yet. And maybe it's a couple years down the road, and maybe he goes to the G League, which is probably where he should be, and hopefully he gets that opportunity. I'm going to guess there are probably going to be moments where LeBron goes into the front office and says, hey, we got a nationally televised game. Be great if we brought Bronny up. And all of a sudden, Bronny will be there on the bench. Yes, Marv.
In that first game, Bronny's on the actual Lakers roster. That Nike commercial with Ken Griffey Jr. and Ken Griffey Sr., along with Bronny and LeBron.
Okay.
That's going to debut.
Okay.
I'm calling it.
All right. I'll give that to you. Yes, Paul.
Or you're going to have the most popular G League team of all time. I think it's the South Bay Lakers is the G League
yes,
team.
Yes.
They will have sell. I'm not even really joking about this. The kid would probably play 35 minutes a game and have the team to himself almost. He'd be get all the minutes that he didn't get last year at USC.
Yeah.
Okay. And playing basketball is the best way.
Yeah. I like how people are saying, well, man, they're going to sell a lot of merchandise. And I go, how much merchandise did USC sell? I mean, probably not. USC, when he was playing, I don't know how much merchandise they were selling. But, yeah, I did watch a little bit of that last night. But I did watch most of the game with Caitlin Clark. And it was a great game. It was fun. Back and forth. And Dallas ended up winning. All right, we'll settle on a poll question. This first hour brought to you by TireRack.com, the official tire expert and retailer of the Dan Patrick Show. Go to TireRack.com/Dan. They have the tire decision guide, full lineup of Pirelli tires, special offers, free road hazard protection, mobile tire installation, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. We'll take a break. We'll get to phone calls, settle on our poll question here. SEC Media Day continues. And Nick Saban, now a member of the media, and a whole lot of pressure on the coach who took over at Alabama. Talk about that. Also, Arch Manning. Remember Arch Manning? Yeah. Still sitting on the bench. We'll talk about that coming up. Dan Patrick Show.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, gang, this is Jay Glazer, host of Unbreakable, a mental wealth podcast. And every week, we will have on leaders from sports, entertainment, like Sean McVay, Lindsey Vonn, Michael Phelps, David Spade, Guy Fieri, and also those who can help us in between the ears. Anyone from a therapist to someone like Ed Milet or John Gordon. We've all been through some sort of adversity. To get to the top, we've all used different tools. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer and Mental Wealth Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get podcasts.
Let me paint a picture for you real quick. It's summer. The sun is out. It's a gorgeous day. You're in your backyard. Maybe there's a pool there. Maybe you have a hammock. I don't know. It's your backyard. But you've got nothing to do for the rest of the day but chill. And that's when you remember you stopped at Whole Foods on your way home from work on Friday and you picked up an incredible cut of meat to throw on the grill. You know, that good meat. Beef with no antibiotics ever kind of meat. Maybe it's a New York strip. Maybe it's a gorgeous marbled boneless ribeye. God, that sounds good. That sounds real good. Heck yeah. Whole Foods has it all. I mean, you can hear the sound it makes when it's hitting the grill right now, can't you? That sounds like a good night. That's why you make Whole Foods Market your summer grilling destination.
You have big plans. You need a space. Whatever space you want, but you want to make it your space. Not just any space, the right space. For educators, it's a space to teach. For contractors, a space to work. For healthcare workers, a space to heal. WillScot Mobile Mini is now WillScot, North America's largest space solution provider, offering everything from mobile offices and storage to temporary structures, all from one partner. I'm on WillScot.com right now, and they've got everything. Easy to find, easy to look at. Mobile offices, storage units, everything. So whatever your industry, whatever your vision is, and whatever you need to make it happen, WillScot has thousands of local experts standing by to make sure you have the mobile and temporary space that is right for you. Go to WillScot.com. Check out what they have. It's right for your project, it's right for your timeline, and it's right from the start. Get what you need to make your project your own, your space your own. Get started now at WillScot.com. That's WillScot.com.
Things change over the years. Over the decades, right? You know one thing that hasn't changed since 1975? The great taste of Miller Lite. It's less filling, but it tastes great. And it's the original light beer. So 1975, maybe you had that debate, no longer. Because maybe we still haven't settled it, but it's great taste and less filling. Tastes like Miller time. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And you should too. Miller Lite, it's simple. Undebatable quality, great taste, only 96 calories. And it's the beer that strips away everything that you don't need and holds on what matters the most, taste. A light beer that tastes like a beer, less filling, only 96 calories. The original light beer since 1975. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick or pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Play of the day is coming up. Settle on our poll question. Phone calls are always welcome. Still trying to narrow down the name of my pontoon boat. A lot of great suggestions. I would say Sports Anchor is the clubhouse leader right now. The mothership is up there as well. Seas, S-E-A-S, get degrees, even though it's on a lake, not on a sea. Yes, Paulie.
I saw one from overnight, Dazed and Pontooned.
Okay.
It's fun. Dazed, play on the movie.
Dazed and Confused.
Yeah.
Okay. Dazed and Pontooned.
Fun.
Okay.
That's fun.
Okay. What's poll question we're going to go with?
Oh, man.
I love that people are invested in this. I do. I love engaging with the audience. Yeah. I love that, you know, there's a little give and take.
These are one of those things that, like, the email just lights up.
Yes, it does.
With boat names.
Yes. Because everybody probably wants a boat or had a boat. And then if I had a boat, I would name my boat this. And that's the fun part of this. Yes, Pauline.
Do pontoon boats usually have names?
I don't think so.
I don't want to ruin the bed here. I don't know much about boats. Usually I see boats that are like fishing boats or those, you know, power boats.
I'm going to name my boat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like, I don't care if pontoon boats don't get named.
What if you put it on top of, like, the canopy so people can see it from the air?
Oh, from the sky?
Yes.
Yeah. maybe I just have a flag and that just says Sports Anchor on it.
But that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah. Do that. But, yeah, we're going to name the boat. I don't know where I'm going to name it, but I'm going to put the name on the boat. Seton, what's poll question I'm going to go with?
We got another one here from Paulie with, would you rather attend the Olympics or the Open Championship?
Oh, the Olympics. Yeah, the Olympics. It's in Paris. I mean, even opening ceremony at the Olympics is just wonderful. When you see everybody come in, flying the flag.
When you're in a city that's hosting the Olympics, I mean, this is going to sound probably, this is probably a stupid question, but it takes over the entire city. That,
yes.
You know how sometimes you go to the Super Bowl and you're like, it, depending on the city, you don't even know the Super Bowl's there, or other cities, it dominates the whole city?
Yeah.
The Olympics takes over everything,
yes.
Right?
Yes, yes. Well, we were in New York, and the Super Bowl was in New York, and you could be in certain places in Manhattan, you'd never know there was Super Bowl.
No.
But when you go to the Olympics and those cities, yes. When I was in Rio, Sochi, London, I mean, it was London. London did such a wonderful job with the Olympics. Best Olympics I ever covered. It was just, they were buttoned up. It was great. The events were great. The Royals came out for it. Wonderful. Great, great. One of the best moments I've ever had in my career, covering the Olympics when it was in London. Josh in Nebraska leads us off. Good morning, Josh. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, DP. Thanks for calling me back today.
Yeah.
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Sure.
510, a 4-ply, 194. A couple things on your boat. As a long-time boat, pontoon boat owner, you actually do not drive it or pilot it. You con the boat. You con it.
Con it.
You con the boat.
All right, let me write that down. Just C-O-N?
C-O-N, you con. You are conning the boat. C-O-N-N-I-N-G or con the boat.
All right. Well, thank you, Josh. Anything else?
And your boat name would be, instead of En Fuego, En Agua. Simple.
Okay. So in water, as opposed to on fire. On water, En Fuego. Okay. Yes, he,
is that why they say, like, in in military movies, or, like, I don't know, Hunt for Red October, or, you know, maybe even Star Trek or something, they say, I've got the con.
That means you're
that means you're in control.
Okay.
Of it. Is that what that is?
I don't know.
I've
first time heard of it.
Yeah, I've got the con.
Okay.
Oh, okay. That means he's the boss now.
Yes, Paul.
Yeah, that great movie Crimson Tide with Denzel Washington and
yes,
and Gene Hackman.
Yeah.
I have the con. They say it 100 times.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of. I've got the, yeah.
Yes, Todd.
How about, since you're an icon, I-C-O-N, now that we know that that's what they call how you steer the boat.
Okay.
Icon.
I think it might be C-O-N-N.
C-O-N-N.
But Todd's idea is exactly right.
Okay, so if I did I-con.
Humbly, of course.
Yeah, of course.
And Dan Hurley, I think, already has the I-C-O-N-N on his pontoon boat, so you probably couldn't duplicate that.
Wait, where's that coming from?
The icon. Since it's UConn.
UConn.
If it's spelled with two N's, then that would be Dan Hurley's.
I'm going to give you a bloop on that one.
UConn, icon.
Yeah. We all con.
You could be Icon, he could be UConn.
Yeah. All right. Or Tucon, because they won two national titles. Right, Marvin?
Bloop?
Yeah. Made a t-shirt out of it. Paulie's got the Dead Dad's Club t-shirt on today. Love it.
Very becoming.
Yes. Yes, Paul.
A couple more names off the Twitters.
Okay.
The Skiff. That's fun.
That's a big one.
A skiff.
And then Nautical by Nature.
Ooh.
You love rap music.
Okay. Yes. Yes. It's right in my wheelhouse.
Nautical by Nature.
Nautical by Nature.
That's pretty funny.
I'm going to write that one down.
Nautical. And then just have that song play. Have them playing the whole time.
On a loop.
Yeah.
Nautical by Nature.
Right.
I was telling my wife some of these. Aquaholic. And she goes, I don't get it. I said, no, like, instead of alcoholic, it's an aquaholic. And then she goes, okay. And I said, what about sports anchor? You know what? Tough audience last night. I got two of my really? Daughters and my wife, and I'm going, oh, man, people are naming my boat. And then she goes, all right, what are some of the names? And then I went, naughty, naughty, Cole. And she goes, what do you mean? Like, naughty? And she goes, for a boat? I go, I said, work with me here, okay? Easy.
You know what? Okay, just...
Then I said, sports anchor. And she goes, okay, I like that one. I said, mothership. And she goes, you really want to see your boat every day and think of ESPN? I go, I'm just giving you names here. Like, you know...
They're puns. They're like, it's punny. It's supposed to be... It's, just...
it's dad humor. This yeah. is right in my wheelhouse.
Are you going to need approval before the...
Yes. Mm. Yeah.
You should just pull the trigger.
Well, yeah. You're right. I should. Yes, Todd.
You could do anchors away. Like, as you're heading out, and you're going to go on vacation, you're going to take your boat somewhere.
Good.
So you could do your little anchor thing with that.
Yeah. Josh in Omaha. Hi, Josh. What's on your mind today?
Morning, fellas. I got a boat name for you. Close affiliation with Kravenberg State, Bowel Movement.
Wow.
B-O-W Movement.
I actually copyrighted that one, so don't even. Yeah. That's not going to happen for you. Yeah.
I'm surprised you didn't come up with Bowel Movement.
You're looking at a big lawsuit, so don't. Move on.
Jim in Connecticut. Good morning, Jim. What's on your mind today?
Well, just wanted to call. Well, first of all, Bowel Movement wins. But calling about my Dead Dad shirt I got. So I put four on it. I got DDC quads.
Oh.
So, yeah, my dad is dead. I'm divorced. Dog is dead. And my daughter's dead to me.
Oh, my God.
Damn.
But besides that, I got a new shirt you can make for me. Okay. I got to get royalties, though.
Okay.
So I'm 5'10", 230. But my blood pressure is 120 over 78. So I'm actually fat fit.
Yeah.
Oh?
Yeah.
I'd be fat fit. That's it. That's all I got.
Thank you, Jim.
It's the rare DDC cubed.
I know. Yeah.
He's definitely smoking cigarettes right now.
My daughter's dead to me.
That was very depressing.
It was.
Thankfully, he has a pretty good blood pressure, so he's got that to hang his hat on.
Yeah. He gets to live a longer life.
Of misery.
Of misery.
Man, that is tough, dude.
Wow.
Creepers.
Luke and Charlotte. Good morning, Luke. What's on your mind today? Luke.
Dan, I always respect your measured and well.
Okay.
Bigger free lap about your Caitlin Clark opinions. I mean, you nailed them both on the head. She's been playing fantastic lately after the All-Star break. I think she had 30 just about last week.
Yeah.
And then with the 19 assists yesterday, again, fulfilling your second prophecy of her being more of a facilitator. So, I think you just nailed those both on the head and really deserve to pat yourself on the back.
Well, thank you, Luke. But, you know, you have to watch a game. People watch highlights. Watch games. Then you get a truer sense of if somebody's really good or not really good or what they do really well. But, you know, this is a different style that she's playing. She went from, she had to put up, you know, 25, 30 shots a game to Now she's a facilitator. Now she's finding the open person. And now it's incumbent upon her players, her teammates, to be able to hit these shots. She probably could have had 23, 24 assists last night. Teammates missed some shots there. But, you know, it goes back to a friend of mine was in Celtics camp when Larry Bird showed up as a rookie, and he said he got hit right in the forehead with a pass from Larry Bird. He just never saw – he didn't play with anybody who passed that way. And so my buddy who played at Providence, he's like, I mean, it was a thrill to get hit in the forehead with a Larry Bird pass.
That'd be awesome.
But got yelled at because I didn't catch the pass. But you're playing with people. I played with Nancy Lieberman. And we played in Dallas many, many years ago. In fact, Dion was in a pickup game with us. Ken Norton Jr. was in a pickup game with us. And I was amazed at Nancy's ability to find the open person. Amazed. Every single time down the floor, she was running the point. And she was throwing passes. And if you didn't have your head on a swivel, she was gonna hit you. And so people just have this ability to be able to see something. Gretzky saw better than anybody, probably in any sport, because he had to, because he wasn't a big guy, a fast guy, quick guy. He just had that innate ability to understand where the chess pieces are. And watching Caitlin Clark, I mean, there shouldn't be a discussion about Rookie of the Year. But you're going to have shows like this one that are going to make it, you know, a talking point because they want to. It's not, to me, it's not a talking point. Angel Reese is wonderful. I don't think these radio hosts or TV hosts truly believe that Angel Reese is more of a Rookie of the Year than Caitlin Clark. If you watch both of them play, you have to stop that person. This one, you know, she's going to be there all night long on the boards, all night. But Caitlin Clark, you go out and game plan for her. Kenny in L.A. Good morning, Kenny. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. I got two main topics, Caitlin, as well as your NBA top 10 of all time. But initially, I want to take you back to your childhood and suggest you name your boat Crosley Field.
Okay. That's the Cincinnati right? Reds.
I guess that didn't go over too well. Well, how about Caitlin Clark? I guess we can now say she is the Scott Skiles of the WNBA. And, of course, he had 30 assists, and that's the all-time NBA record. But I'm going to go old school on you. She kind of reminds me of Earl Monroe. She had, I think, three wraparound passes, one of which could have been an assist, but her teammate Boston got fouled. Her playmaking skills are just unparalleled for any woman I have ever seen play, and she's just riveting. I've watched her probably since she was a sophomore, certainly since she was a junior in college. But shifting gears, and by the way, your comparison to Moses Malone, I've been saying that for 2 weeks now in terms of Angel Reese. Spot on.
All right. Well, thank you, Kenny. I wouldn't compare Caitlin Clark and Earl Monroe. Earl was a scorer. You know, Pearl was so good in traffic spinning, and there's not a comparison between the two. Pearl was meant to score. Caitlin Clark scores, but Caitlin Clark, you know, what she's doing to get her teammates involved. I mean, she changed her game to adapt to her teammates and kind of ingratiating herself, which is what I thought would be the game plan. You want to come in, you want to pass. You want to make sure you don't come in and you're just shooting. I go back to the Atlanta Hawks when Pete Maravich got drafted. You had two players who did not want to play with Pete. And they went to the ABA. I mean, imagine that. You're drafting Maravich, and they didn't want to play with a gunner. And they went to the ABA. Let me see. A couple more phone calls. And coming up, we'll talk about the pressure on Kalen DeBoer at Alabama. Also, the path for Arch Manning. He's not playing this year. Quinn Ewers has been great. Quinn Ewers is a Heisman Trophy candidate and decided to stay one more year. As soon as he found that out, I'm surprised that Arch didn't say, hey, I'm going to go someplace else. So we'll talk a little bit more about that. SEC Media Day, I mean, it's like Comic-Con. I mean, it's crazy. They're tailgating there. It's a week-long process there.
Tailgating.
They are. I mean, it's wild. But that's the importance of the SEC to these fan bases. Scott in Missouri. Good morning, Scott. What's on your mind today?
Good morning. 5'4", buck 50. Hey, best name for a boat is She Got the House.
Okay. All right. But I'm not divorced, so that would be awkward. I mean, and I don't want that to be ominous. That
hey, honey, look, I did this.
Wait,
you're like, what?
Wait.
So who got the house?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Coming up on 37 years of marriage.
Wow. Big 3-7.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you checking your math?
Yeah, I am. You know, you've been married a long time when you go, I've been married almost as long as Marvin's been alive. You know?
The number doesn't matter, Dan. You just get the gift and the card, and you don't mention the number.
I know, but I said the number a couple of weeks ago.
Also on national sports radio.
And my wife goes, wait, no, not 36. I said, oh, it feels like it's 36, not 37. But she did correct me. It's all right. It's okay. It's what marriage is all about. Finishing each other's sentences. Yes, yes, Seton.
We were just out recently, like the last couple of weeks, and we were at somebody's front porch, and there was another couple there that we had never met before, and somehow it was like, oh, hey, so-and-so, yeah, Jim, Sally, Susie, da-da-da-da, right? You're all meeting each other. Mm-hmm. And they are like, oh, so, well, how long have you guys been married now? And my wife and I both got it wrong. We were both, oh, yeah, it was awesome. She more often gets it wrong than I do, which is just great. It really takes the pressure off of, like, what has it been for? For 16 years?
Marvin, 15, how many years you been married?
My son's 10, so 11 years.
Okay. Todd?
25 on October 30th coming up.
Paul?
18.
Seton?
16.
Yeah.
16.
Yeah. So, Todd, yours isn't 25 yet.
It will be the 25th anniversary on October 30th of this year.
But you've been married 24
years. Yes.
Okay. That was the question.
I know. I'm just excited that it's a milestone.
Are you excited?
I kind of am.
Really?
She doesn't like when I think I'm being romantic, but she thinks it as a jail sentence that I'm, when I say, you know, we've been married 23 years and 9 months today, or 20 when I do fractions.
Yeah, but there's an ulterior motive when you're trying to be romantic here. And she knows your game.
So, in what way? Like, I'm being cute, or... I don't know. She kind of takes it as like, wow, how have you survived being married to me? It's been 22 years, six months, and 9 days.
Your wife is a saint. She is.
She really is?
Yes, she is. To be married to you?
It's a lot. I'm a lot. I could be a lot.
Oh, my God. I see her, and I always say, you know, blink if you need rescue. Like
hostage.
Yes, like, are you okay?
I send her texts and emails just like I do with you guys, and she's sitting right on the couch across from me, and I'm like, really? Just watching Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune. You can't just say it out loud. Why are you sending me a
text?
Wait,
do you text your wife when you're sitting next to her?
I've done it from, like, if one's upstairs and one's downstairs, I will do okay. That. If she's sitting right next to me, that's a little ridiculous. But yeah, if I'm not in the mood to go down or yell down the steps or something, I'll be like, you know, thinking about Chinese. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. Thank you. All right, Play of the Day is up next.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Let me paint a picture for you real quick. It's summer. The sun is out. It's a gorgeous day. You're in your backyard. Maybe there's a pool there. Maybe you have a hammock. I don't know. It's your backyard. But you've got nothing to do for the rest of the day but chill. And that's when you remember... You stopped at Whole Foods on your way home from work on Friday, and you picked up an incredible cut of meat to throw on the grill. You know, that good meat. Beef with no antibiotics ever kind of meat. Maybe it's a New York strip. Maybe it's a gorgeous marbled boneless ribeye. God, that sounds good. That sounds real good. Heck yeah. Whole Foods has it all. I mean, you can hear the sound it makes when it's hitting the grill right now, can't you? That sounds like a good night. That's why you make Whole Foods Market your summer grilling destination.
You have big plans. You need a space. Whatever space you want, but you want to make it your space. Not just any space, the right space. For educators, it's a space to teach. For contractors, a space to work. For healthcare workers, a space to heal. WillScot Mobile Mini is now WillScot, North America's largest space solution provider, offering everything from mobile offices and storage to temporary structures, all from one partner. I'm on willscott.com right now, and they've got everything. Easy to find, easy to look at, mobile offices, storage units, everything. So whatever your industry, whatever your vision is, and whatever you need to make it happen, WillScot has thousands of local experts standing by to make sure you have the mobile and temporary space that is right for you. Go to willscott.com. Check out what they have. It's right for your project. It's right for your timeline. And it's right from the start. Get what you need to make your project your own, your space your own. Get started now at willscott.com. That's willscott.com.
We had the appetizer last week. Now we have the feast. College football's back. Don't miss any of the action. Jump in at DraftKings Sportsbook. Full slate of games for week one, including the big matchup in Atlanta between preseason number one and number 16. It's going to be DraftKings' biggest college football season ever. Enjoy the ride now all the way through expanded playoffs. Plus, all newbies get into college football, get into the spirit, something extra special. DraftKings customers bet $5 to get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Score big with DraftKings all college football season long. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use code DPSHOW. That's code DPSHOW for new customers to get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21+, age and eligibility varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. For additional terms and responsible gaming resources, see dkng.co/ftball.
Oh my God!
The play of the day.
Left side, got it.
Play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Caitlin decided not to shoot. Mitchell will hits the three.
Oh my goodness!
We're tied again.
This is incredible.
And that is the 19th assist for Caitlin.
This is incredible.
A new WNBA single game record.
That's courtesy of the mothership. Caitlin Clark, one of nine players in WNBA history, the first rookie to record at least 400 points and 200 assists in a single season. That is your play of the day. Play of the day brought to you by TireRack.com. Giving away a set of four tires every 2 weeks this summer. To enter, get rules, visit FoxSportsRadio.com. Furnished by Tire Rack, the way tire buying should be. You know, I was wondering about this. Kalen DeBoer came out of nowhere for a lot of people to replace Nick Saban. Saban, I think, tired from the NIL transfer portal, decided that after seven national championships that he was done. Kalen DeBoer was at Washington, and I'm wondering if Michael Penix Jr. doesn't transfer from Indiana to Washington, does Kalen DeBoer get the Alabama job? I mean, think about it. Washington played for the national championship. You get a nice, shiny object there, like, wow, he took that team to the national title game. And then all of a sudden, a surprise retirement with Nick Saban. Kalen DeBoer is going to leave Washington. But I wonder, if he didn't have Michael Penix Jr., would he have gotten that job? Kalen DeBoer talked about replacing Nick Saban.
I mean, there's only one Coach Saban. There will only ever be one Coach Saban. And, this program is special. And I guess I just take it as a great honor to be the one that gets to do everything we can to carry on the great tradition. But for me personally, coaching football is coaching football to some aspect. And you got to try to simplify it down as difficult and complicated as you can make it. I've done this for enough years and seen what good culture looks like and maybe even what a culture that needs to improve on looks like. And it's been just an awesome blessing to be a part of this program, to continue to have that that expectation on us. The alternative is to be at places where there aren't expectations.
Yeah. Reverence, kiss the ring, say all the right things, now go out and win. And then you had Nick Saban pick Texas and Georgia to play for the SEC title. Let's add even more pressure. He's in the building. He's now a member of the media. Going to be an interesting year for college football. Here's another thing with the WNBA. Having this window, now it's interrupted by the Olympics. When the Olympics are over and the WNBA season returns, now you got college football and now you got the NFL. you're going to get lost in the sports landscape. They've taken great advantage of this window of opportunity here in the summer. Now with the Olympics, they're on hold for 30 days. Then you come back, and now you got competition. Yes, Marvin.
With DeBoer, does he have like a mulligan year where it's like, oh, they lose three games?
I don't think at Alabama you get a mulligan. I don't think so. And I would say three, and not being an Alabama fan, I don't want to speak for them, but I would think on the outside looking in, three would be the max. Like if you, and depending on who you lost to and how you lost to them, like if you get blown out or you lose a couple of really close games, you don't lose to Auburn. Just saying.
Step one.
Yeah. Step one, don't lose to Auburn. Yeah, Seton.
You say, I inherited a declining program. You know.
Yeah.
Went 12-2.
Yes, Paulie.
Saban took over Alabama in 2007. He was 7-6 his first year and won the Independence Bowl. After that, it was on. He was 12-2 the next year.
Yeah, but he wasn't replacing a legend.
No, in no way.
No, they weren't good.
He got a free gap year.
Well, they had Shula, they had DuBose, and they had Price. Did Price even coach a game? Wasn't there the strip club thing? And didn't he? I don't know if he coached a game. Did he? That's a long time ago. Maybe I shouldn't be speaking out of turn here, but
yeah, you had. It went Gene Stallings to Mike DuBose to Dennis Franchione.
Oh, okay.
He was hot for a second. Then Mike Shula, and then to Nick Saban.
Okay, so Price didn't coach a game.
No, there were some issues. As we like
yes, there were.
To be fair, you could Google it on your own.
Like George O'Leary lost out on the Notre Dame job because he lied on his resume.
Right.
Doesn't seem that egregious to maybe something happening at a strip club. Yes, Todd.
Wasn't Dennis Franchione on NYPD Blue?
I was going to say it. I didn't know if we'd have enough people who would get the reference. I'm going to give you a bloop on that one.
You're right. Some may not get that.
Yes.
It's a Dennis Franz reference.
Thank you, Tom.
To help some people.
Brent in Connecticut. Hi, Brent. What's on your mind today?
Morning, Dan. Morning, everybody. Two quick items. First name, the pontoon name, the logo.
Ooh. All right. Shout out to Jerry West. Okay.
And last Friday's Pride of the Faith was a travesty.
What?
According to the International Pride of the Faith Committee, both you and Paulie committed fouls. Unfortunately, their AOL-sponsored website is down, so you cannot verify what I'm about to say. Dan, you should never wear a hoodie when receiving a pie, even if you are protecting your moneymaker hair.
Okay.
But Paulie was more egregious. It's called a pie to the face, not a pie to Mario's ear. I think for punishment on Friday, Paulie should receive a pie to the ear from Mario.
It was over the top. It was aggressive on Paul's
part. The pie was already, his face was already covered. It seemed redundant.
Yeah, pie to the ear, that's out of bounds. and the hoodie, well, I'd have to see the rules wearing a hoodie, not wearing a hoodie.
See the rules.
It's a pie to the face, not pie to the hair. So I took the pie to the, I took two pies. Shut up, Brent. I took the pies. Took it like a man. How many pies did I end up with? Did I get six? Oh, 2-2 Mario took being, you know, for further considerations. Maybe some time off for another wedding for Mario. Nice wedding gift when he gets married.
The hood may have been a little soft. You're a little too harsh on Brent.
Thank you, Todd. You suck up.
Because you forgot your slicker at home, so you had to
do that. Oh, okay. All righty.
You have big plans. You don't just need space. You need the right space. Not just any space, the right space. WillScot Mobile Mini is now WillScot, North America's largest space solution provider, offering everything from mobile offices and storage to temporary structures, all from one partner, one website to check it out. So whatever your industry and whatever you need, WillScot will help you find the space that is right for your project, right for your timeline, and right from the start. Go to the website now. Get started now at WillScot.com. It's WillScot.com.
If you listen to the show, you know that we absolutely love pets. We love dogs and all pets, really. Most of us have dogs. They're the best. And with Hill's Pet Nutrition, helping shelter pets is easy. In fact, you just did it. Because Hills and iHeartRadio have partnered to donate a portion of this ad's budget to greater good charities, helping to feed shelter pets. So simply by listening, you're making a difference. And simply by feeding Hills, you're helping feed shelter pets, helping them become healthy, happy, and more adoptable. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/iHeart to learn more. That's hillspet.com/iHeart to learn more. Thank you.
Unlock your engine's full potential with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline, removing up to 100% of performance-robbing deposits with continuous use in gasoline direct injection engine fuel injectors. Rejuvenate your engine's performance and discover unbound capabilities. Fuel up at Shell today and download the Shell app for added benefits. Plus, with the Fuel Rewards app, start saving on every fill-up. As a Platinum member, enjoy 10 cents off per gallon daily. Just 6 fill-ups with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus can elevate you to a Platinum status. Fuel up at Shell and unleash your engine's true power with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus.